Warning, the following broadcast starring two of the five more educated members of the mediocre chart racing pop rock band Massive Wagons may contain swearing. We apologise if it causes offence. All opinions are our own.
Are we in position?
Are you relaxed? Are you relaxed enough to be funny?
I'm nice and relaxed. Am I relaxed enough to be funny?
It's a private joke.
Well, I don't know.
We're going to find out, aren't we?
I am relaxed, actually. Yeah, I'm...
relaxed today. You look relaxed.
Yeah, but I feel like we've been really busy over the last couple of months and then I've had like a convalescing period and now I feel better.
Good use of the word convalescing there.
Yeah.
Convalescing. That's something to do with sick people, isn't it?
Getting better.
I think.
Yeah, it's like the period between having the snip, for example, and then being able to...
stand up. To the realisation you don't actually have to have any more kids.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or stand up,
have a stand up wee again.
Fiddle with yourself in an inappropriate way.
Oh, well, yeah, here we go.
What are you going to say that anyway?
I don't really know much about having that snip other than what our friend Henry.
Oh, Henry's had it, hasn't he?
He's recently had it. Sorry, I'm making this very public knowledge, Henry, I hope you don't mind.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, he threw himself right into it. But I believe his experience wasn't smooth sailing, shall we say?
That wasn't, was it? How did he mix it? This is very private stuff. That's what we were talking
about.
Let me
get his messages up.
Show him the photographs he sent.
Well, he did send. I can't share them. I wouldn't share them pictures, but those listening, not on YouTube, you know, obviously I couldn't show you them anyway, but you won't want to see him.
Not that
honestly,
we would.
It's grim. Grim. It's a grim business.
But he's not. But you know, the job's done now anyway. So fair play. Yeah. Again.
Anyway, having the snip. Anyway, there you go. That's not going in the bin because I think it's a noble gesture. Sometimes it can be. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of terrifies me. The thought. Can we talk about something else?
I think it's totally down to the individual.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your body? Do what you bloody want.
But there was an angle to it that I'd never really considered, and I believe it. Henry drew my attention to this. You know, it's like it's not fair to just assume the lady in a relationship has to sort of be responsible for that side of it. You know.
Oh no, you're right. Yeah, contraception. And, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, there's nothing, nothing for blokes, is there? Really? Well, apart from condoms, obviously.
Apart from those things.
Yeah, there's no injection, though, is there? Or tablets? Like, no. There's nothing that interferes with your hormones or...
No, no coils going in anywhere or any of that business. Right. Yeah. We better move on.
We're straight into things we know nothing about. We have no place talking about.
No, let's anyway, this isn't the vasectomy podcast. This is the Triggered podcast.
Triggered podcast, yep.
We talk about... vasectomies and stuff.
Henry's life choices.
And our friend Henry's life choices and make it public.
Oh dear, sorry.
No, we take things that like pet hates and things that just generally trigger people and talk about them.
We'll discuss them and give our points of view and decide whether they go to the burning fires of hell.
Yep, that's what we do.
Forever and eternity.
This week, big shout out to our Waggers World Patreon subscribers. Thank you very much. Support is much appreciated.
Who have we got this week? Who's on the... Who's sent?
It's Russell Bills.
Russell Bills, the Billsmeister.
Bilster.
He's the Bilster,
the
if Bilston, you know him well.
The Bilston Billsman. He's from that neck of the woods. He's a Brummie.
So the Bilston Bomber.
The Bilston Bomber.
That's what they call him, isn't it?
Well, it's what we do.
We call him. That's his new nickname.
He's a top guy, Russell.
He is, absolutely.
Really. He loves his craft ale as well.
Oh, yeah, doesn't he? Top guy.
And his suggestion is great, actually. It's really good. When this came in, I was like, that's good.
It's not them women's jackets with no sleeves, is it?
Or the sleeping bags.
Like a sleeping bag, right, yeah. But it's got no sleeves on it.
As popularised by ex-Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger.
But with no arms. He's had arms on it.
Yeah.
Them old football jackets are ace. Them really old. Yeah, well, he did wear one of them, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he had...
I'm thinking of the ones from like the
80s. Like, because someone like photoshopped a picture of him and it went like right down to his legs and it sort of like... Went viral.
But the women's ones have no arms on. I don't get it. Anyway, this is for another time.
I agree, though. They're ridiculous. I know what you mean. Those are stupid. They trigger Baz. Okay, so this one, jazz music.
Oh, right. Oh, my God.
Already.
Switch off.
Now, this is something I happen to I kind jazz of, I music. Kind of agree
Henry's
with
probably switched off now.
Yeah, well, Henry's the aforementioned.
He loves a bit of jazz, doesn't he?
Vasectomy.
Jazz all
Henry.
Over the place.
well,
not anymore.
Not anymore. No. I don't think it stops that.
No fucking idea, does he not? Oh, this is horrible. I don't know.
I don't think it becomes like a.
I never thought about it. Even crossed my mind whether that is what like it actually
a,
stops.
Like a puff of smoke or something.
So like empty your bag after a few weeks.
like them sparklers that we've just bought. Jesus.
There we go.
What?
Oh, anyway.
Sorry, Henry. Right. Point one, jazz music is triggered. It's triggered for jazz music. Oh, you know, let's be honest, it's a complete load of shite.
Oh, wow.
Point number one.
Okay.
Loads of songs all mashed into one. Just sounds rubbish. Although
it's
I love...
It's a sweeping generalisation.
Well, he does say here, though, although I love Opeth, and the missus says that's what they sound like. So, it's very, very subjective.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the point number one, there's no discernible song there.
I've got a few things I could say here. Go on. To some degree, I think jazz is a very broad term for a lot of music, like blues. I don't like a lot of blues music, but I love a lot of blues music. And I think the same goes for jazz, to be honest. I also think jazz comes a lot down to the instruments. If there's an instrument there you don't like, I'm not a big fan of it. And sometimes I do like it. I do like it. Like I don't like Michael Bublé type jazz.
Ah, well, there we go.
Bublé, fuck off, honestly. Well, I'm sure he's a lovely guy, obviously.
Well, it's
not that he cares what I fucking think, anyway.
It's Christmas, so you can't get away with him.
He was on the other day. I'd switch it off.
Right.
I can't stand that smooth jazz.
I'm trying to find some sort of definitive definition of jazz.
But then you get like I've got a video on. A video on, and it's got Jaco Pastorius on it, and he's playing bass, he's playing with a guitar player and a drummer. That's it. And he's fucking out of this world. You're just watching these musicians just like mecking it up, and they're just amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be a bit contrived and a bit styled and a bit.
Well, jazz here, it doesn't really, I can't really find anything to sort of define it in a sentence, but it's a music genre that originated in African American communities in New Orleans, with its roots in blues and ragtime.
Don't start.
It's characterized by swing.
the old jazz ragtime.
It's always a happy time of the month in every husband's life. Jazz is characterized by swing and blues notes, complex chords, call and response vocals, polyrhythms, and improvisation. Jazz has roots in European harmony and African rhythmic rituals. Right. Now, already it's kind of like that's paragraph one on Wikipedia. Now,
I don't think you can define jazz. It's like the undefinable genre.
Well,
isn't it?
which
kind of what makes it amazing and awful.
Well, it's almost defined. Oh, getting really. This is going to sound really clever. It's almost defined.
Right, big head.
It's almost defined by the absence of what defines other genres. So, like blues, there's generally set rules to it, isn't there? You're playing the blues scales, blues notes, and so forth.
You're generally playing a Strat.
Yeah, you're generally playing a Strat. You're pulling lots of faces as you're playing. But jazz, it's more complex, or it doesn't have rules, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That is the kind of... Now, there will be people here that play jazz and are shouting at their phone or whatever now.
There are rules!
And they'll be telling me us otherwise, but...
This is how we hear it, though. This is our interpretation of what it is.
And it's kind of what Russell says here. So his point one is basically saying there's no song there, basically. That's what he's saying.
I disagree.
But...
It depends what you listen to.
Jazz is such a broad... Within it, there's so many different types of jazz. You know, there's the keep it splashy jazz, you know, where they...
It's like a fucking Carry-On film, isn't it, today?
Keep it splashy. On the cymbals.
For your ragtime jazz.
And they some of it is great. You know what? I got the first warmings to jazz when I watched that film Whiplash. You know,
I haven't watched it. That's one of them films I'd keep meaning to watch.
And you'd love it. And it sounds dull as out. What about a film about a jazz drummer? Oh, no thank you.
Just a film about a drummer is bad enough, isn't it?
It's fantastic. And it's like, right, you, it's so intense. The performances in it are just fantastic, you know. But yeah, it's sort of like that really hammers home the point that jazz, you know, is there is structure to it, and
yeah,
this kid struggles with it, and it's good, really good. So point number two, anyway.
This is a good one. So well done.
Do you have to be that talented to be a jazz musician? Yes. Basically, the pianist, trombonist, or whatever they fiddle with, just makes out of tune noises with toffs jizzing their pants with excitement. these are Russell's words, not mine.
And I, unless you have played in a band with other musicians, then absolutely, knowing how the basics of playing with other musicians,
yeah,
you know that you absolutely have to be super talented to make it sound. To do that, no doubt about it. Even more so, because they have to know where they have to be able to understand what the other people are doing in the band while still doing what they're doing.
Yeah,
you know, because I think a lot of it is like you take over, I'll take over, I'll do my bit. It carries on for a bit, and the drummer has to know when you have to read each other, don't you?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't play jazz, so you know, but this is. It's very sort of
well. That's I think. Yeah, you mean
free form,
improvisational
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like that's super talented. That's just nothing written. That's just like jamming, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But well, that kind of stuff is well, both of them really. I mean, the where there's a jazz orchestra and they're sat playing to sheet music like any other orchestra, that is very complex kind of stuff. And to be able to do that. Yeah, it's staggering the levels of talent you need.
Yeah, yeah. I know they're not a jazz band, but what always blew me away was like we've been playing a long time and we've written a lot of songs. But then you used to listen to the 70s bands, Rainbow and the Deep Purple would do it a lot, and like the Who would do it. They would play songs and then they would do like the Who at the Isle of Wight. They just go off on like 5 minute, 10 minute. Jam sessions,
tangents,
it's like,
yeah.
You haven't rehearsed this.
No.
And then I listened to a video about John Entwistle, the bass player in The Who, and he said that they'd be playing and they'd shout animal names to each other, beginning with the letter of whatever
key
they were going to. Right. So Townsend would go, because he said when you're on stage and you go C, D, E, G,
they all look the same.
They all look the same, so he'd go, elephant! And he'd know that he said it, so he'd go, all right, we're in E, so I'm going up to E.
Good idea.
Or I'm going to flipping... whatever, yeah. C.
Puma.
Yeah, Puma. But you know, I always thought that was amazing, like, to just, and then just to go for it on stage and see what comes out. But that's where the magic happens, isn't it? And these used to say, sometimes it was shy, and sometimes it was the most magical thing you'd ever done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Same with Richie Blackmore, was the same, wasn't he? Sometimes he was awful, and other times it was just truly magnificent, wasn't it?
Well, Richie Blackmore, I don't think he had much time for jazz music either.
No, he didn't.
But Black Sabbath, they did. I mean, like Bill Ward, listen to those. It's proper swing type drumming. You know, he's real unique thing. And I think that is what made Sabbath so unique.
A lot of those guys, like my dad said, my dad's 66 or 67. He said when he was a kid, it was big band music.
Yeah.
He said that's all it was. He said before rock and roll came along, it was just big. He lived with his nan, so they just listened to big band fucking music all the time. So Bill Ward's and your Aussies and that's what they listened to when they were kids. Big band music. So they'll have been brought up on that, won't they?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, big bands a lot. You know, like you said, jazz.
Yeah.
I just think it's a little bit. Me personally, for my tastes, experimental jazz is just a little. I'm not intelligent enough to really follow what's going on. And I think what Russ, right when he says about that Toff's getting excited over it, I've no problem with people who this genuinely does it for them. However, there are a lot of people out there that don't really like it. They just like to be thought of as a bit of a jazz muso.
Yeah, it's a kind of a cool thing to pin your hat to, really. Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like a bit of jazz.
Do you like it?
I don't really like it, you know. But again, some of it I like. I like some of the like brass stuff, you know, like jazz with like trumpets and stuff, you know. But then again, like the Bublé stuff, is a bit. Some of it's a bit smooth and a bit
too laid back. That swing stuff. Well, I'm not a fan of big. I'm not a fan of big band music. All the Sinatra and all that kind of stuff.
Bloody Sinatra! You're turning to Peter Kay then.
Sinatra.
Bloody Sinatra. Sinatra. Is it called?
Well, it's
Sammy Davis. What is he called?
It's all right. You know what I mean? It's okay. It's just a bit lazy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they're barely talking. I did it my way. You know, they're just talking it.
There's a great video on YouTube of Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra.
Back on a program, on a TV program back in the day, Black and White. And he gets Elvis out. Elvis comes out. Crowd go absolutely crazy when Elvis comes out. And they start singing. They sing one of Elvis's songs or they mix match. And then they start singing, and Elvis is just like.
Oh, Elvis is awesome.
He's just like massive voice. And I think Sinatra's. He's not struggling, it's Frank Sinatra. He's amazing, isn't he? But the difference in voice styles is unbelievable. Elvis is like.
Any type of music booming. Where you have to wear a suit, it just doesn't, you know. Yeah. Just stood there, you know, with your shoes all shiny. And
unless you jump on a master, of course.
Well,
although
he
probably don't wear shoes, he probably wears baseball trainers in a suit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's a dude, isn't he?
I just think, I don't know. I'm very unpopular opinion, but yeah, big band music for me. Probably for a lot of the reasons that Russell's pointing out here, that it just seems like a bit sort of sceney. Which leads nicely onto his third point, which it comes across as a very clicky and snobby genre.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe.
Which, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. To be honest, take the music away, and all you're left with is a bunch of like people who.
I was in the RAF, I was a driver in the RAF, and then one of the things we had to do sometimes, you had to get your number ones on, and you used to have to drive like important officers, high-ranking officers about, you know, if they'd been visiting or whatever. And you'd get in the car, and they'd have that, they'd want that music on, like, and I would sit there and think, you don't fucking like this. This is just something you've made up in your head, that you're like, surely to God, this is dreadful.
Yeah.
And this is just between you and your fucking boys, because it's just an image thing. Yeah. Surely to fuck, you don't listen to this crap, man. This is awful. Didn't say that to him, obviously, because I've been in the guardhouse painting the grass green.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, he certainly seems to come to a certain within certain groups of people, high society, maybe. Not anything about that.
No, that, but again, these are massive sweeping generalisations here. So not,
yeah, well, they are, aren't they?
Don't mean to offend those people, though we surely are. But we can't have a podcast about things like this. That is, you know, that's the whole point, isn't it? Yeah. It's to talk about.
It's no point having a stick and not poking the bear with it, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. The bear in a suit.
In a suit, yeah.
Yeah,
it's fucking dark glasses on.
Yeah, drinking a small Belgian beer.
Jingle bells.
That's about 15%.
Yeah.
That's what they do, isn't it? You know.
Fire, yeah.
But jazz. It's such to me, jazz is like to sort of have a bit of a metaphor. It's a bit like modern art, you know, where I think a lot of the people who claim to like it don't really like it, and they just like the idea of it.
Yeah, maybe. I found a bit of it with blues as well. It could be a bit like that. I don't like smooth. Like, some blues is just boring as fuck to me. But then you get Stevie Ray Vaughan, and it's like you've set his trousers on fire. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
And he's trying to put them out with his guitar. You know, it's like, wow, wee, this is absolutely ferocious, isn't it?
It's well, it can, jazz can be. I guess I can see how it can be exciting, but Russell says, you know, I think he's referring more to the sort of experimental. Freeform type stuff where they really it does sound like five people playing five different songs.
Yeah. yeah.
And it really can sound like
that. I get that.
And there'll be people there that are going, yeah, you know, and it's like, come on.
I'm going, no.
You
no.
don't.
Give me another 15% fucking beer.
Come on.
I can't do with
play
it.
Play some Status Quo. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant.
Well, there was the running brilliant. Joke that, like, Francis Rossi was the sort of... It was the butt of all the guitarist jokes. I've seen it. There's a great video of Gary Moore, not long before he died, and he got into jazz, like, towards the end of his life. Yeah. And there's a video of him playing it. He didn't really do it live much, but there's a video of him just sat in a room, and he's playing all this kind of... type stuff. And it sounds amazing, but everything Gary Moore did, he made it sound exciting. But then he was saying like, but that's like, you know, kind of toning himself down a little bit, sort of going, ah, well, you know, I'm not a jazz musician. What I'm doing here, even Francis Rossi can do that. You know, I said it as a joke because yeah, they were friends, but you know, it's like he was the butt of the sort of the joke.
Yeah, that's it.
Even Francis Rossi can do that.
Yeah, that's looking brilliant. But then not everybody, not a lot of people can do what Francis Rossi does, can they? Really?
Well,
you know, when we get down to it,
they didn't write Margarita Time.
Jam side down.
Jam side down. Oh God.
Huh? No, I'm joking.
God,
that's a deep cut. It's a deep cut. Check it out. The video is absolutely brilliant.
Is that the one on the ship?
The aircraft carrier. Yeah.
Diabolical.
Outstanding. I think Rick's just like singing through like gritted teeth, going, "What the fuck am I doing here?"
That was a low point, wasn't it?
Oh, it's fucking brilliant. Absolutely, I think it's brilliant.
It might be on that album.
The Peeling Spuds. I think they're dressed as like chefs, peeling tatties, buttery and bread.
They did an album called Last Orders, and the front cover is like them two, like old British pubs, and there's a sign outside the pub, and it's just a picture of them two on this pub, and it's just like, really, boys?
Oh, brilliant. Well, I still have never watched the film, Bullock War.
No, I haven't either.
Have you watched it? No, I've never watched it, no.
We'll watch that. We'll watch that on tour at some point. That'll be a watch.
I reckon it'd be a good watch. It'd be funny. But anyway, jazz. What, is it going in? Oh, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Russell.
I can't really go in.
I can't. I'm too thick to.
You're not qualified.
I'm not qualified to throw it in the bin.
To confine
I'm
it
not,
to hell.
I'm not. But I agree with almost everything you said, actually. But I just don't think it can, purely because as a musician, people should be able to play whatever music they want to play, even if it is garbage.
But it's never as easy as it sounds.
No.
He probably didn't mean that, to be honest. He probably just...
No. Well, I think... I mean, that's the thing. I guess because there are no rules to it, and you could get four musicians together and then have them all playing random, completely random stuff and told people that this is some sort of experimental kind of jazz and the brief was to... I don't know, just do your own thing or whatever. And there will be people out there that'll go, yeah, I get it. I see what they're doing there.
This is cool.
And yeah, and
I'm
anything.
I'm on board. What about the t-shirt?
It's just, like I said, the modern art thing. You go to the Tate Modern now. It's just like...
It's just shit, isn't it?
It's crap.
Well, you know, I'm not saying it's all shit.
The vast majority of it in there is crap. It's not what I would... I get that art doesn't necessarily, in its most simplistic form, draw a picture and how much does it look like the thing you're drawing, you know? That's
yeah.
I get that.
That is not an apple.
But
that is a cricket ball.
That is definitely not an apple. But you know, then there's things that just aren't anything and they're trying to say something with what they are. But to me that's just not what I'd qualify.
What was it, the unmade bed and all that?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
I did think was cool was the I know it was a popular meme or a video on Facebook, wasn't it? I quite like the robotic arm.
That cleaned itself.
It cleaned itself up, but then eventually, after so long, it couldn't clean itself up fast enough, and it died, or it stopped.
Yeah, or just didn't do it as effectively.
That's right.
Even though the code was to, it should be technically doing it as.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
It's quite clever because it's quite clever.
Yeah. However, a blank canvas with a pea glue to it or something. Isn't
clever,
and it wasn't worth the 30 quid admission either into the Tate Modern in London.
No,
not that I've been twice.
Yeah, have you been?
Yeah, twice.
I've never been.
And the cafe at the top is extortionate.
Have you been to the museum? We went to the museum. That is amazing.
Oh, Natural History Museum.
Oh my God,
oh, that's incredible.
Have you been there?
Yeah,
flipping the hell, what a place that is. Yeah, amazing. If you go to London, go there.
No, that is amazing.
Waste your money at the fucking Tate Modern.
Yeah. Anyway, jazz. Sorry, Russ. It's not going in, mate.
He was crapping him a deal anyway, wasn't he?
Who was?
Chris Tate.
Tate.
Is that him?
The Tape.
Is that his thing?
Was he a dingle?
No, he was a Tate.
All right. Oh, it's his surname.
Yeah.
All right.
Chris Tate, I think his name was. Yeah.
Chris Tate.
I don't think he got on with the dingles, though.
No one got on with the dingles.
No, they did what they wanted, didn't they? Zach. Old Zach. And what was the simple one called? Sam.
Sam and Marlon.
I once had a skinhead and I got called Sam Dingle a lot.
Did you?
Yeah. That's in the RAF.
Well, Bowser looked like...
Butch.
Paddy. Was it Butch or Paddy?
Paddy. No, Paddy. No, it's Paddy Kirk, wasn't it?
Ah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
It was Butch Dingle, wasn't it? It was a big ginger.
Anyone who's watching this from like abroad will have absolutely no idea what the hell we're talking about. But
he wasn't in the. I don't think there's a Butch in the Bible either. Is there? Was that a different video altogether? Was that the last video? We made another video.
We were talking about all the Dingles are named after biblical characters. So you got Zach, Eli,
yeah, Cain.
But the one that throws the spanner in the works is Marlon.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Marlon.
Pretty sure there was no Marlon in the Butch. Bible. Unless he was in the Old Testament.
He might have been. He could have been a character in the Old Testament.
The Book of Marlon.
The Book of Marlon. Oh, dear God, eh?
Mate. Anyway, let's wind it up.
It's not going in. Sorry, Russell.
Sorry, Russ, mate.
Hate to do this to you, mate. You know.
But join us next week. And if you are watching on YouTube, just like and subscribe, all that stuff. Try not to say it very often, but do it.
It all helps.
It does help. And leave a comment, you know. Yeah. Do that and all.
Even if it's bad, even, you know, say whatever you like. Anything, it's freedom of speech. You know, don't matter. That's me. I'm not the one who'll ban you. I don't care.
That's me. See ya. Triggered by the Yankees, triggered by the Brits, triggered